This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks for listening. At the top of the hour, we'll have an update on the wildfires in California, the plane crash in Connecticut, and the bomb-throwing beauty queen from Utah. Earlier this week, President Obama was in Phoenix, Arizona, where he gave a speech on home ownership in America and things that the federal government is either going to do or he is going to try to have the federal government do to help move things along. As you may know, home prices have been on the upswing lately in many parts of the country, including Phoenix, Arizona, where he spoke on Tuesday.
As home prices rise, we can't just reinflate another housing bubble. I hope everybody here in Arizona learned some hard lessons from what happened. Housing prices generally don't just keep on going up forever at the kind of pace it was going up. It was crazy. So what we want to do is something stable and steady. And that's why I want to lay a rock-solid foundation to make sure the kind of crisis we went through never happens again. We've got to make sure it doesn't happen again.
President Obama in Phoenix on Tuesday. Rick Newman has been writing about this for Yahoo Finance. Rick has been a regular contributor to this show as well, and the author of several books. His latest is called Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. Rick, welcome back to America Weekend.
Morning, Paul.
What did you think of what President Obama had to say about home ownership in America?
He's touting this very familiar idea that owning a home is the core of the American dream. I mean, this is an idea that goes back probably to the 50s, at least, I guess. And he mentioned a bunch of measures that he has proposed before, for the most part, about ways to help people who might be struggling a little bit with their mortgage still, and things he wants to do in the future to sort of restabilize the housing market, if you will. These are all sort of mainstream ideas for the most part, Paul, but the one thing I'm taking issue with is the premise that owning a home is still the basic way people need to get ahead these days. I think in some ways that is sort of incompatible with the kind of economy we're living in now. And I think somebody like Obama could also tell people, you know what, there's nothing wrong with renting. There are many ways to succeed and to get ahead. Owning a home might be one of them. But the fact is, owning a home is really not for everybody, and there's nothing wrong with it if you don't aspire to own a home. There are many other ways to get ahead these days.
Now, are you saying this, Rick, because too many people bought too much of a home, which was part of, certainly not the entirety of, because we have Wall Street to blame for much of the fiscal crisis that's been going on for a little more than 5 years now, but certainly part of it was people seeing, oh, look at these houses and look what I can get for such cheap money, you know, with interest rates so low. Are you saying this because too many people bought houses?
Too many people bought houses during the housing boom, and this is pretty well understood at this point. You know, especially people who knew they wouldn't be able to afford the payments, or should have known, and they thought maybe that would just get worked out because the value of the home would keep going up. We know about that. I think there's another thing that's going on here, which is that committing yourself to living in one place for a long period of time can be a dangerous thing to do, and I think we still are seeing ramifications of that throughout the country. There are a lot of people who can't go to places where the economy is better or where they might be able to get a better job simply because they're stuck in a home and they would lose money if they had to sell it. You know, look at places like Detroit, for instance. I mean, one problem in places like Detroit is that the economy has declined. Along with that, home values have gone down, and some people are sort of cemented there because they can't sell their home without taking a loss. So I'm not saying people should not aspire to own a home, but I think we should rethink the consequences of owning a home and whether you're really in the right position to do so.
You know, I have a 19-year-old daughter, and she's in college now, and I can't imagine her getting out of college and buying a home that she would then live in for 10, 15, even 20 years. Maybe home ownership is something that we should tell people who, you know, hold off on that part of your American dream until you've settled down and maybe you're starting to raise a family and you know you're going to lock in to one particular place with maybe a steady job, if there is such a thing left in America.
Well, Paul, people are doing this anyway. I mean, we know that young people these days are making all of those big steps later than prior generations. They are buying homes later, they're buying cars later, they're starting families later. And we bemoan this as if it's a terrible thing, as if, you know, nothing could be worse than living in your parents' basement. But the fact is, if you're the person who's making that decision, it's a pragmatic decision. And people are actually doing this. I think what we could be doing is saying, you know, just that's fine. There's nothing shameful and there's nothing wrong with putting off these decisions if it makes sense for you. And if the economy is going to grow more slowly because fewer people are making those big purchases early in life, so what? We all have to deal with that. That is just the economy we have right now.
Well, let me just say right now, the sleeping in your parents' basement thing, that's off the table. But go and rent an apartment somewhere, get a job, rent an apartment, live there. I think that that will teach you some fiscal responsibility going forward. But what's the domino effect if people followed your advice? If fewer people bought homes, isn't that going to hurt new home construction and furniture sales and all the rest?
Sure it will. And that's already been happening. I mean, we're seeing that right now. The problem is we have all these incentives to buy a home. And so we have a whole system set up that basically says if you haven't bought a home by the time you're 30 or 35, something's wrong with you. That's not true. I mean, there are other countries where the home ownership rate is much lower than it is here, and they're very prosperous countries. Switzerland, for instance, I think Denmark. I mean, places where they don't have all these tax breaks and other incentives to buy a home, and people do just fine. Individuals should get the message that if you're renting and you want to do that for a long time, that's fine. You will actually maintain more flexibility in your life. You might be able to go where the jobs are more easily than other people, and that could be a great decision.
Not only that, you won't have to put a new furnace and a roof on the place, too.
Make it somebody else's problem.
Yeah, that is somebody else's problem. One of the other things that President Obama mentioned on Tuesday is that he wants to wind down Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. These are the two quasi-governmental operations that guarantee millions and millions of loans, mortgages in this country. He says he wants to replace them with a system that would put the private sector, not the government, primarily at risk for loans. We had to bail these companies out back in 2008 with $187 billion taxpayer dollars. What do you think of the idea of changing the way Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the whole lending system works?
Well, the way that they used to operate, that model is dead, and it's not coming back, and they're not operating like that now. The idea back then was that they were private companies, which had publicly owned stock, as if they were normal companies, and yet they had this implicit government guarantee. Well, we learned that they either need to be private companies that can just fail on their own with no bailout, or they need to be government agencies, pure and simple. And, you know, we're going to have a big battle over housing finance in Washington that's going to go on for years. I'll predict what's going to happen. The government, at the end of the day, is going to retain some role in the market for housing finance. It's going to be less than it is now. You know, but just about everybody agrees the private sector needs to get more involved, but that there is a role for government. And there are a couple of bills in Congress that, you know, they're sort of down the middle like this. But this is going to be a huge fight. It's going to take years. You know, it's going to be a kind of thing where most people are just going to roll their eyes and tune it out.
Yeah, but what would the impact on interest rates be for those people who are going to go out and buy a home? Interest rates have started to go up now. They're above 4% pretty much all across the country. If we went the private route without the government guarantee behind that, what would the private sector do to interest rates? Any ideas?
Well, if there's no government guarantee, then private sector banks are going to price the risk accordingly. And what happens now is that interest rates are sort of subsidized because the government is backstopping a lot of these loans. So that allows rates to be lower than they probably would be otherwise. And that also allows us to have this type of loan that has basically become the standard, which is the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. So some people say if the government got out of this completely, no bank in its right mind would loan you money for 30 years at a low interest rate because there's too much risk involved. It's hard to know if that would happen or not, but I think that is one reason that the government will retain a role. No politician is going to go to voters and say, I'm responsible for interest rates going up 17 percentage points. And if you can't get a loan, you know, blame me. I mean, the government will, at the end of the day, have some role. And I don't think we are going to see big jolts in the housing market because there's too much pressure not to do that.
Yeah, I don't see them going back to those rates of the Carter years. But we'll see if they do make any positive changes that work out and accrue to the benefit of consumers and taxpayers in this country. Rick Newman, thanks as always. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Paul.
Rick Newman from Yahoo Finance, the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. America.